In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Maria, sine labi originale concepta, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. What I will first do then, sisters, can you hear me? Is, as we have been doing, I counted two questions for which I am very grateful. Father, please, could you tell us how many masses a priest is allowed to say on an ordinary day? There is really no limit to the number of masses that a priest can say. I repeat, can say. If he would, he could say 10, 15 masses a day. He could. But a priest should not say more masses than are necessary for the people. Every priest should say one Mass every day. And in teaching priests, I tell them this is an obligation. Again, may a priest say a second Mass on the same day if there are good reasons? Yes. Moreover, and this is the church's practice, every day of the year, a priest who concelebrates one Mass may always say a private Mass by himself, a second private Mass on the same day. So, number one, a priest should say one Mass every day. Secondly, if there is good reason for saying a second Mass, he may then say a second Mass. And if he concelebrates one Mass, either the first or the second, and there's no special urgency, he can always either say a Mass by himself after having concelebrated on that day, or the same day concelebrate a second Mass. Beyond a second Mass, the priest should either have a general permission from the bishop. And as you know, some priests have to travel from mission to mission. You have to say 3, 4, who knows how many masses on the same day because of the needs of the people. And then permission is either given in general, parish priests receive their directives. Each diocese is different, telling him how many masses, either for that parish or for the diocese, he may say on the same day. And, sisters, Was I seeing things today? Or am I correct? I got there at 6:30 and the 6 o'clock Mass was finishing. So there was a Mass at 6 o'clock. Please? Okay. Now, did I see some of you people? Okay. Well, as I've told Sister Frederick many times, anytime you can, but of course you must be obedient, anytime you can, do not hesitate to hear, notice, hear, two Masses on the same day, and you know the law. If you receive communion twice on the same day, the first communion need not be received at Mass. The second communion must be received at Mass. When the Code of Canon Law came out on the first Sunday of Advent, 1983, there it said that the faithful may receive communion more than once a day. Well, people began going to communion 3-4 times a day. So then the Holy See came out with a law. Only twice a day, unless you need viaticum. If you are dying, then you may receive communion a third time on the same day. Thank you. You see, you say.
Is there a difference for the priest?
Priest, yes.
Whether he says, whether he
consecrates
or says his own Mass.
Oh, on just one Mass.
No. If a priest consecrates.
Yes.
Or if he says one Mass alone, what is the difference?
Oh, well, as far as saying Mass. Concelebrating Mass, if there are, say, two priests concelebrating, then there are two Masses being said. And the faithful hear two Masses. If there are 10 priests concelebrating, they hear 10 Masses. Now, for the priest as an individual, he may, and this would be sufficient. If he concelebrates Mass, then he has offered Mass for that day. He need not say a private Mass on the same day. And concelebrated Masses, at least in our country, and surely see among religious communities, like the Jesuits, concelebrated Masses are almost the rule. And that is why, as you may remember, Pope Paul VI was very emphatic. A totally private Mass, one priest, no concelebrating priest, no one in the church. A Mass may and should be said, even though there is nobody at the Mass, except, of course, the priest offering the Mass. Because every Mass, even though, as we say, it is private, is not really private. Why not? Because Christ, the head of the mystical body, is the one who is a principal celebrant. Moreover, the whole church always joins in every Mass being offered